press and police. The Montevideo headquarters in the pages of La Tribuna Popular. 191119-3 by Daniel Fessler. Abstract. In this article, I intend to study the relationship between a sector of the Montevideo press and the capital's police headquarters during the 1910s and the early 1920s of the 20th century, from a quantitative approach, through the analysis of news related to the crime. A moment that stood out because of the tension between newspapers and authorities of the time. For this, I focused on La Tribuna Popular, an organ that closely followed the police chronicles and reports, supporting the idea of the growth in the crime rate in the city. Traditionally, its argument was based on questioning criminal law, the administration of justice, and especially the functioning of the Montevideo police force itself. My proposal aims to analyze the relationship of the evening newspaper with two of the most censored chiefs of the period, Juan Antonio Pintos and Virgilio Sampagnaro, until the change of course which was produced by the assumption of Gomez's fall in the year 1923. The present work confirms the impact that the permanent preaching through editorials and articles dedicated to tracking and monitoring criminal information had. That impact eroded the prestige of an institution systematically presented under the qualifier label of madness or insanity.